free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, take control of the airwaves. It's Live Thursday edition with Mark
and Luther.
855-450-3733. There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Not only are we on more than 100 great radio stations across the United States, and of course, XM. And we also have a free-to-air satellite channel and the live streams at freetalklive.com. There you can also find the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com and see what's going on in the studio. If that's your thing, there's a chat room there along with it. There are listen lines where you can dial up a telephone number and listen on your cell phone. So if you can, say, hook it into your car speaker somehow or something like that, and you can't get Free Talk Live on a radio station, that's a way to do it. 855-450-3733. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We are reading a story here from Scott Morgan at the Huffington Post, 5 reasons why you should never agree to a police search. And number one was, hey, it's your constitutional right. You have the right to refuse them anytime, anywhere, so long as you aren't, crossing a border or, they have probable cause or going into a secure facility. So refuse for that reason is his first suggestion. Mine was, and it's not on this list, is police don't consent to searches of themselves. you can't go and search a cop. Who's watching the watchers on this one?
Right.
When they're charged, even by their brethren, with something, those guys generally, largely, lawyer up because they're not stupid.
Sure, and even if convicted, they generally...
Stupid isn't the right term. They're not ignorant of how the system works.
Right.
You deal with a cop very, very rarely.
Right.
They deal with criminals all day, every day.
Right, and they're also trained to be a cop. So if they find themselves on the other end, they know what to expect.
Yep. And sadly, you look just like the criminals. You've got hair on the top of your head. You have 2 eyes in the medial part of your head. You have ears on the side of your face. You've got a mouth right where the criminals have them. You look just like one.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to get to the point. Oftentimes, you will find police officers, with an us and them mentality. There'll be a lot of lip service about serving and protecting, but when you have as many laws that even the police officers don't know, when you have as many laws as we do here in the United States, more laws than a person can read in 4 lifetimes, I'm not kidding, more laws than you could read in 4 lifetimes,
yep.
You're breaking them. You're breaking a law right now.
You
have to be. 2, refusing a search protects you if you come end up in court. You never know. It's always possible the police might search you anyway when you refuse to give consent, but that's no reason to say yes to the search. Basically, if there's any chance of evidence being found, agreeing to a search is like committing legal suicide because it kills your case before you even get to court. If you refuse a search, however, the officer will have to prove in a court that there was probable cause to do a warrantless search. This will give your lawyer a good chance to win your case. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the number one reason.
Yes.
This is the number one reason.
Right.
You never know.
Right. And that's what they're there to do. They're there trying to build a case against you if they're suspicious of you in any way. So why help them?
Yeah. So let's say I don't smoke pot. Let's say I don't shoot guns. Let's say, you won't have a knife, a gun, some marijuana, some money that was used in a drug deal, whatever it is.
Some illegal sex slaves.
Whatever it is that you might have that they might be looking for. Let's say you don't think you're going to have any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You never know if, for some reason or another, say the money has drug residue on it.
Right.
That you got in change at the grocery store.
Say you buy a car that was used to transport drugs in the upholstery and you didn't know it.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the things I was getting along to. Is you don't know what's in your car. You haven't ripped out the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't pulled out the door panels. You don't know if there's a key of cocaine sitting in there. There's no reason for you to say yes to this. Anyway, I want to go on. With this story, because actually you never know what they'll find is number 5. So if you refuse to search, however, the officer will have to prove in court that he had probable cause, and it gives your lawyer a chance to win. Number 3, saying no can prevent a search altogether. Data on police searches are interesting, but they don't show how many searches didn't happen because a citizen said no. A non-search is a non-event that goes unrecorded, giving rise to a widespread misconception that police will always search with or without permission. I know refusing searches, this is written in the first person by Scott Morgan at HuffingtonPost.com, that the police routinely ask for permission to search when they have absolutely no evidence of an actual crime. Oh, sure they do. If you remain calm and say no, there's a good chance they'll back down, because it's a waste of time to do searches and won't hold up in court anyway. So number four, and this is the main, this is I guess...
Real quick, before we go to number four, can't a cop, if you refuse a search, I've heard of this happening in some instances, they'll say, oh, well, your refusal to, why are you refusing, you know, that's reasonable suspicion to me.
No.
No?
No. It's bull crap.
Okay.
And that was mentioned earlier in this article, is they have the legal right. They're trained
to lie
to you.
Of course.
So what the only reason they would say that is so that you would consent.
Okay. Well, glad I cleared that up.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. You know, I mean, it's your constitutional right to say no. Mm-hmm. Really? Abiding by the highest law of the land is raises your suspicions.
Yeah.
I can see why you might say that if you were a petty tyrant.
Yeah.
That hated freedom. I gotcha. No problem. So here, number four. Searches can waste your time and damage your property.
Yes.
Do you have time to sit around while police rifle through your belongings? This is, most people, if they say yes to a search, just want it over. Yeah, look, come on, let's go. But what's going to take longer is saying yes. Mm-hmm. Saying no is the short answer. No. Am I being detained? Do I have to stay here? Are you detaining me? Am I under arrest?
Right.
You know, these kind of pepper them with these kind of questions, and they're buffeted to the point they have to let you go.
Right.
So,
plus, you know, you got to take into account all the time you have to take cleaning up your car, say, for example, after they've trashed it, you know, after they've taken the change out of your center console and dumped it all over the floor or whatever, which has happened to me in the past.
Pull the seats out and lay them on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
You certainly can't count on officers being careful with valuables or to put everything back where they found it. What are the chances of that? Even if they do, I mean, you know, they're not going to put things back the way they found them. I mean, it's ludicrous. If you waive your Fourth Amendment rights by agreeing to be searched, you'll have a few legal options if any property is damaged or missing after the search. You lose your rights to the property. You said okay. Like, a search has a certain there's a certain understanding to a search that some things may be damaged. You've allowed these people to use your property.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they don't care about it.
They don't have any responsibility if they break your property, and they'll never have to pay for it.
Right.
Never. If your property gets broke, the taxpayers pay for it. You pay for it. And they have no responsibility and culpability. They're like the apocryphal infant terrible from the French. They're the terrible babies.
Mm-hmm.
They do what they do, and they have no responsibility for what they do.
Right.
Sadly. Little responsibility, I should say. Going on here, you never know what they'll find. This is number five. You are 100% certain there's nothing illegal in your home or vehicle, right? You could never be too sure. A joint roach could stick to your shoe on the street and wind up on your floorboard. A careless acquaintance could have dropped a baggie behind the seat. Try to tell a cop it isn't yours. He'll just laugh and tell you to put your hands behind your back.
Right.
If you agree to the search, you can't challenge the evidence.
Position's 9/10.
But if you're innocent and you refuse the search, your lawyer has a winnable case. This makes perfectly good sense, folks. This is what you need to think the next time you're asked about a search. Let's go to Charles and... sorry, I didn't realize we were coming up here on the clock. 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls in the next segment. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In every age, age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Luther.
Give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take telephone calls. If you're in the market for some gold, you're hearing the radio ads, the TV ads, the ads everywhere to get some gold and silver right now. It's a, you know, a lot of people are doing it. They're doing it to get as a hedge against inflation, an investment, barter currency. I can say that I have a great deal of, for me, precious metals. I am a fan of precious metals, I should say. I think that gold and silver are going to be moving upwards as far as costs against the U.S. dollar here in the future. If you think like I do, one of the best places to get gold and silver is at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got pieces there that you can comparison shop all across the internet. And, you know, at some point this comparison shopping has a point of diminishing returns. You know, if you're sitting on eBay, you're scouring, just getting the, trying to get the lowest rate, you're putting in your time.
Right.
You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and you'll pay, you know, low for retail, but, you know, you won't get the lowest rate. eBay is certainly, you know, you spend your time all day long on there, you're probably going to get a lower rate. But, well, you know, time's worth something, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com. You can go over there and get all kinds of different gold and silver. And, you know, get it in your hands and have it. Don't have somebody else hold it for you. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Charles in Alabama. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just want to let you guys know that if you do get pulled over by a police officer, make sure you or any companions you have in your car lock your doors after you exit. Because that gives them free ride if it's unlocked for them to go in your vehicle.
So they can just open the door to go into your car?
Yeah, if it's unlocked, it had me in Illinois.
Huh.
It's
really?
It's consent.
Well, I think that to some extent cops can do what they want and they won't be challenged in the same way. I mean, it seems like a burglary to me, a burglary of a conveyance to me to go into a car that's unlocked. If I left my car unlocked in front of my house and somebody got into it and did some stuff, they'd be charged with a burglary of a conveyance. But if a cop go ahead.
But if a cop gets a call saying there's something suspicious somewhere, they can go inside a house if it's unlocked. To check to see if there's suspicion going on, if there's a squatter or something like that, and they use the same theory for your vehicle.
I suppose squatters are hard to find in vehicles, but there may very well be. I think that it's good advice, Charles, to lock your door. You know, if the cop asks you to step out of the vehicle, and it always annoys me, the idea that, you know, get out of your car.
Oh, right.
Okay. So if the officer asks you to step out of your vehicle, you know, turn the ignition off, take the keys in your hand, step out, push the lock button. It's good advice, Charles. Anything else?
I just want to let everybody know that just in case they run into that situation.
Thanks for taking the time, because most people, you know, we don't have information like this.
Right. I don't know all the laws in Illinois. So
the
more I hear about them, the less I want to go to Illinois.
I'm not going to just blame Illinois on this one. I think that very well could be anywhere. If it can happen in Illinois, it can happen here.
Sure.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Oh, how I agree with the previous caller. Illinois is totally a police state.
Yeah, it's hard to argue.
Oh, it's so totally. I mean, if there's, you know, if there's any hypocrisy between calling Syria a dictatorship and Illinois, hey, I'm telling you, Illinois is right up there with Syria then.
Well, at least they're not calling in artillery on Naperville yet.
Well, you know what? They're going to have that NATO summit there. I wouldn't put it past them to have the National Guard or NATO troops there, and they just might do that to the protesters.
They'll probably have something that look like troops. I mean, when you look at police today, often they look like troops. Just go around New York City, you'll see people wearing, I mean, the cops are wearing military helmets. They wear the black sunglasses so you can't look them in the eye.
They wear body armor.
All black clothing. They've got the body armor on.
They have military weapons.
They have a military weapon slung around their neck. I mean, these guys are soldiers.
Hey, they're going to have world leaders there in Chicago for that NATO summit. I mean, we're talking the president of France, president of Russia, president, you know, all these big shots are there. You know, they're going to be there, or else their representatives are for NATO, and you can bet that it's going to be, you know, you're going to see fascism like you've never seen it.
They're going to have Russia at a NATO conference?
Oh, absolutely. Medvedev is one of the, or Russia is being represented at NATO.
Huh. Why? I mean, NATO is a organization that was intended to stand against the Soviet Union.
Right. It's in one of the newspapers. I wish I had the copy of it. I don't up here in West Michigan, but they mentioned all the nations that are going to be there in Chicago for that NATO summit. Russia was one of them. France is one. I think even Italy. I'm not sure. Italy?
No.
Turkey? I mean, it's really, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, huh? What's up with that, you know?
These leaders are going to get together in different places, whether it's the G20 or the G8 or NATO or UN. I mean, they're obviously going to meet. I don't think that it's terrible that nations talk with one another. That part doesn't bother me. I mean, the concept of nation is kind of a funny thing, but if they're going to be them, I suppose talking's better than shooting.
Yeah, but I'll bet you don't want to be a citizen in Chicago when this is going down because, man, tell you, if you think you're being watched now, you wait till they're all there. You're going to be watched.
The traffic's going to be terrible, too. Jeff, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Whenever one of these events goes on, your time, your productivity, your energy, and your money are meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, and this is just a small taste of what it was like. I used to work at a radio station that was on a peninsula that they called an island, and I'll never understand that. But, there was one way on and one way off, mm-hmm. one road. And it was President Bush who was staying out at the Colony Beach Resort in Longboat Key, Florida. And I think that this might have been around the 9/11 time. I don't know. He came out there a couple of times. Maybe it was Al Gore. I don't know. These folks, they do what they do. And it happened on Longboat Key on a couple of occasions. And, well, they came out there and they locked down the road so that he could drive on the road. I was out at the radio station at the time. I couldn't get out of work. There was one way in, one way out. If I had a sailboat, I suppose I could have gotten off the peninsula. But other than that, I was stuck there. And my time didn't matter. I went back to the radio station and, I don't know, looked at stuff online or something.
Mm-hmm.
And waited. It took like 2.5 hours for them to let me out. But if it would have taken 8.5 hours, who would have cared? Who would have done anything? Do you think I could have got the local news out there after I finally got off the island? Man stranded by president's caravan.
Yep.
Yeah, they wouldn't have cared. And this is exactly what's going to be like in downtown Chicago. I mean, the traffic's already horrendous inside of the loop. And
right.
You're going to add, they're just going to shut the streets down. They'd have to.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a metro of like 5 million people. How can they control that? They can't control that, but they're going to try. They're going to give it their best, and then they're, if nothing happens, they're going to call it a success. They're not going to say that, that people are generally nonviolent and good folks. They're going to say, we've saved America, or whatever. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts. Welcome.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up anything that you want to talk about. We've been talking about, well, frankly, protecting your rights when it comes to searches here for the last hour or so. And the over at the Huffington Post, Scott Morgan gives five reasons why you should never consent to a search, even if you don't have anything to hide. And if you know, I'll list them off here real shortly, but let me tell you about SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that supports your right to privacy. And they do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. The principal over there is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you're going to do business, if you have a business and you're going to do business with somebody to handle your accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a good choice. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. And do business with businesses that supports Free Talk Live. Going on real quickly, it's number one, it's your constitutional right. Number two, refusing a search protects you if you end up in court. This is very important. Three, saying no can prevent a search altogether. Saying no is the shortest path. A lot of people will say yes because they want it to get over with. Saying no is the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
Four, searches can waste your time and damage your property. Oftentimes, your property gets trashed. And there's no responsibility if you consent. Number five, you never know what they'll find. If, for whatever reason, you have a roach sticks to your shoe in a parking lot and you pick it up and it goes into your car, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it got there.
Nope.
It doesn't matter that it looked like it was stuck to your shoe. It doesn't matter if it has a shoe print on it. You're going to jail because you weren't wise enough. You didn't have the intestinal fortitude to say no. No, the Fourth Amendment protects my right to not be searched unreasonably. And are you detaining me here, officer? Because I need to go. Are you detaining me? Am I under arrest? Like, you needed to ask these questions and move the process along. Waiting there all day, it's just going to get you arrested.
Yep.
That's, sadly, what they do. It's their job to put warm bodies in cold jail cells.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, it's their job to put guilty people, but in a nation where there are more laws than you can read in four lifetimes, no, I'm not kidding, More laws than you can read in four lifetimes. How can you possibly not be breaking a law right now?
And ignorance of the law is no excuse, so it doesn't matter whether you know the law or not.
It's true. Here in New Hampshire, and I can only speak to, you know, this is what it's like for me. Here in New Hampshire, there's a law where felons can't possess knives. Now, how many felons in the state of New Hampshire know that they're committing a felony every time they pick up a steak knife to cut their meat? I imagine very, very few of them do. Now, obviously, this law isn't enforced, but it was told to me by a police officer. So at least one police officer knew about this law at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it – and by the way, it's likely the case in your state is it is against the law for a police officer to ignore a felony in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So if a police officer sees me with a plastic picnic knife, they are obligated by the law – they probably won't – but they're obligated by the law to arrest me. So you've got this really weird situation going on. You know, one that people don't want to be put in. So I didn't know about this law before it happened. Most convicts, ex-convicts, don't know about this law in New Hampshire. How about your state? How many laws, how many things are illegal in your state that you don't know, that you may be possessing, that you may be doing, that may be in your home? You have no idea. Going on, finishing up this article here from Scott Morgan at HuffingtonPost.com. Remember that knowing your rights will help you protect yourself, but no amount of preparation can guarantee a good outcome in a bad situation. Your attitude and your choices before, during, and after the encounter will usually matter more than your knowledge of the law. Stay calm, no matter what happens. And remember that you can always report misconduct after things settle down. So you're less likely to have the misconduct, and you can report it afterwards. Stay calm. Don't use foul language. This just stirs the situation up.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, please don't be shy about sharing this information with your family and friends. Understanding and asserting that your rights isn't about getting away with anything, and it isn't about disrespecting police either. These rights are the foundation of the freedom of America. They're the foundation of the rights of these police officers and their families, too. Their families, and they need their if you refuse, every time you refuse a search, you're protecting the Fourth Amendment to some little extent. You're protecting that person and their family.
Mm-hmm. If you don't use your right, you lose it, right?
That's right. So they're the foundation of freedom in America, and they get weaker whenever we fail to exercise them. And Scott Morgan is the director of the FlexYourRights.org and the co-creator of the film 10 Rules for Dealing with Police. I guess I know what it's like. I've been in these situations where I've probably would have let a police officer search in some, you know, in my car if they had wanted to or whatever. But what you want and what is good for you is the opposite in this circumstance than what the police officer is asking for. Your property quite possibly can be damaged. You have no recourse. Mm-hmm. If they find something you didn't know was there, you have no recourse.
If they find something you didn't know was illegal, you have no recourse.
Right. You have no recourse. It's going to take longer. No is shorter than yes. Yes is at least a 45-minute shakedown of your car.
Mm-hmm.
No is, you know, you may have to deal with them for five more minutes saying, oh, you know, I can do this and I can do that. Really, am I being detained? Am I free to go? Am I being detained? Am I free to go? Am I under arrest? I don't understand. You have the option of arresting me, detaining me, or letting me go. Which one of those are you picking right now, officer, sir?
Mm-hmm.
You get one. And, you know, he may choose to do that, but then there's legal ramifications for him if he decides to detain.
Right.
Or she. You know, there's legal ramifications if they decide to arrest. I mean, these are issues that, what are they going to arrest you for refusing a search? Nothing. I mean, they may come up with something. Who knows?
Yeah. But they might be able to throw a catch-all at you, like disorderly or refusing a lawful order or anything like that.
At least you have the recourse.
Yep.
And you won't have the recourse if you go ahead and allow them to do the search. And let's not forget, here's what you can imagine if you do the search. Your car is likely to be torn apart because mm-hmm. the place that you would hide drugs wouldn't be in some convenient. They're not going to just rifle through your glove compartment. drugs could be anywhere in that car. Yep. Cars are easy places to hide drugs.
They'll check the crease under the seat, you know. They'll check under the seat, under the floor mats.
Yep.
They'll be checking for secret compartments, you know, which cars have.
Sure. And they're not just looking for drugs. They're looking for guns and all kinds of things. So, you know, you think it'd be easier just to bring the dog out. I had my vehicle searched at the border one time with a dog, and the dog went through, ate some of my Cheetos, and off he went. Walked across my bed. I was in a vehicle that you could sleep in. And you know, walked across my bed, ate my Cheetos, and off he went. You know, relatively short period of time kind of thing. Frankly, if I'd have kept my mouth shut at the border, I probably wouldn't have gotten shaken down at all. But, you know, funny situation where I didn't know that it was illegal, by the way, to go to Canada as a felon. And this is just another
wow
example of how people don't know what's going on. I have no idea. I was just trying to go see my friend in Canada.
Right.
On a trip around the United States. I want to go see my friend. I spent the night in the nicest jail I've ever seen or heard of. And on my way out, the Canadian cops, and it shows just how friendly I can be in these situations. They said, hey, we don't want to take these guys all the way to the border, eh? And why don't you just take them with you and get across, and you can drop them off at the border. They can pick up their cars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did it. I did. I took these guys with me. But then I have three ex-convicts in a car crossing the border back over the guys there. What are they? Border Patrol.
Yeah.
They start asking questions, and then, you know, none of the answers are good. Yeah, I tell you what, pull over here. You know?
Yeah.
actually, we don't know each other, and we're three ex-convicts coming back from an arrest in Canada. Really? Why don't you gentlemen pull right over here? We've got a dog that would like to go through your vehicle. Now, it wasn't these guys' vehicle. They had nothing to worry about. It was mine.
Right.
For doing a favor to the law enforcement officers, just lock me up. Why did I do that?
Right.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Luther.
855-450-3733. You can go to freetalklive.com. We have a message board there. It's called we call it a BBS. Throwback to the old bulletin board systems of the early internets. And you can go check it out at bbs.freetalklive.com. Largely uncensored bulletin board system where you can talk about what you want. 855-450-3733. We've been sort of talking about the largely unchecked growth of the police state in America. Now, I'm not willing to say that police are bad people doing bad things, but I am willing to say that there's not a lot of accountability when it comes to police, that they don't have the same level of accountability, and generally not the same level of punishment that we, the muggles, have, the mundanes. And that never leads to anything good. It's a class system.
Right.
And here's another story that will show that this is so. This is coming straight out of New Hampshire. A New Hampshire man who fired his handgun into the ground to scare an alleged burglar he caught crawling out of a neighbor's window is now facing a felony charge. This is from February the 21st, so it's a little old, and I've got an update on it here. But I want you to read this the story here. And the same potential prison sentence as the man that he stopped. Dennis Fleming, 61, of Farmington, was arrested for reckless conduct after the Saturday incident in his 19th century farmhouse. The single grandfather had returned home to find his home had been burglarized and spotted Joseph Hebert, a bear, you pick, 27, crawling out of the window of a neighbor's home. Fleming said he yelled, "Freeze!" before firing his gun into the ground. Then he held a bear at gunpoint until the police arrived. "I don't think I could handle this guy physically, so I didn't think, excuse me, I could handle this guy physically, so I fired into the ground," Fleming told the FoxNews.com. "He stopped. He knew I was serious. I was angry. And I was worried that this guy was going to come after me." No one was injured in the incident, but the police arrived. They made two arrests. Hebert was charged with two counts of burglary and drug possession, faced up to 7 years in prison if convicted. Fleming, meanwhile, is scheduled to be arraigned on March the 20th on a charge of reckless conduct, which could potentially land him a sentence similar to the one Hebert faces. So you've got a situation here where in a state, by the way, where they just passed a law where you don't have to, where if you feel threatened, you're allowed to use a firearm to protect yourself. Apparently, you're endangering people by firing that firearm into the ground, is the suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it comes on later that the charges were dropped and it's stupid and all that other
right.
stuff.
That's what I had heard.
That the charges were dropped?
Yes.
They were. Yeah. And I don't have a problem with I'm glad the charges were dropped.
Right.
But some police officer out there, whether it was a sergeant, whoever it was, said, yep, arrest him.
Yep.
Now, the guy's going through the process, and who knows how much it's going to cost, mind you. Remember, they're not going to pay it for you.
Nope.
Going through the process to annul his arrest record, because if an arrest has been made and it's illegitimate and the charges are dropped, the arrest is still on your record.
Right.
So who knows how that's going to affect you into the future if you want some kind of government job or whatever. So this guy has to go through the process and likely pay for it. You never know. These reporters, they don't look at it from this standpoint. They're just, oh, good, justice has been served. The cop said so. Of course, now they've changed their mind and served again. Great. They just report. They're not looking into, well, what's this costing this guy? They mm-hmm. do mention it in the article, but, they're never going to find it out. They're never going to do the expose when he does finally get everything done. That's not news anymore.
Right.
It's news when he gets arrested for shooting a gun in the ground. It's news, lesser news, because actually, this first one is on Fox.com. The information finding out that he hasn't been arrested is actually, Foster's, that's the Daily Democrat, that's a pretty major newspaper here. But oftentimes the information that you find out later, it's just not newsworthy. It's not going to get the eyeballs mm-hmm. that first story is going to get. And the one where it says, turns out he paid $7,500 to protect himself against a fallacious charge he should have never been charged with in the first place, to remove an arrest from his record that he should have never been arrested for in the first place, and the people of Farmington aren't going to have to pay for it this time, or they are. None of these things come up. But I guess, the point I have in here, in this story, which is, you can imagine what this is like, is this going to happen to anybody? This guy came home to his normal home. He had found some burglar coming out of his house who probably wouldn't have been here if the stinking politicians didn't have the stinking war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't have all the cops that we had. And the cops that we did have would be worrying about things that were far more important.
Right. And letting people take care of their neighborhoods like this guy was.
Indeed. And then they wouldn't have been charging a normal citizen with doing normal things.
Yes.
I live in a town where there is no police officer. There are lots of these places around America, or where they have so few police officers that it doesn't matter, or that they only work at certain hours.
I'm surprised people aren't running naked in the streets in your town, breaking windows and spray painting cars.
If they did, do such a thing, they're liable to face the business end of a 44,
mm-hmm.
because that's what it's like in where I live. We don't need police officers to handle normal crimes. I mean, the biggest thing that we generally deal with are mostly, chicken call, dog calls, the dogs on my property doing this or that or the other thing.
Right.
But one of the reasons criminals don't come, they break into houses in Keene, where I don't live, where all the college professors are,
mm-hmm.
where people are much less likely to be armed. They are not breaking into houses, especially not when people are home, out in the surrounding rural areas in New Hampshire, where you can bet, I guess two out of three houses have a gun waiting for you.
Yeah, why take those odds?
Who wants those odds?
Right, go for the easy target.
Go for the easy targets. Go across the border into Massachusetts where they don't have guns. you're not going to do your burglaries here. Do them over there. In Vermont, the restrictions are even less than they are here. Some of this lefty liberal state has some of the least restrictive gun laws in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
I can possess any weapon that was manufactured before 1898 or something like that over there. By the way, don't take your legal advice from, convicted felon radio hosts. But I can possess a gun over there, and it's no problem. I step across, I drive across the Connecticut River, and suddenly it's a big deal. You go into Massachusetts, and nobody can carry a weapon and protect themselves there. It's the armed citizenry that keeps people safe, that keeps crime down. I was in prison for almost 9 years. I can tell you what these guys think. I'm the most qualified person that you know to tell you what burglars think. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, burglars aren't, if they were concerned about cops, they wouldn't break into houses in the first place, because you know there are cops. What they're concerned about is people being home. First, people being home. Dogs. They don't like those either. Guns. They come up on the list. They're not the top issue. They're not. Mm-hmm. But if somebody breaks into a house while you're there, you need to have something to protect yourself. You don't know what that person's going to do. Most of them, if you're home, are going to run away. And that's what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first and foremost thing is protecting yourself. Sure, you have some obligation, you know, some sort of, you know, call it a moral obligation, whatever you want to call it, to your fellow citizens to make sure that that person gets caught so he doesn't put anybody else's property or life in danger. But, you know, first and foremost, it's protecting yourself. And in that situation. So, you know, them getting out of the window and running away is a good thing. But not every one of them is going to get out of the window and run away. You know, if your wife's at home and you're not, what, you know, how is she going to protect herself? There's different choices. Some people want to choose handguns, and I think that, you know, that's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different people are going to choose different ways to protect themselves. I don't particularly want to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Right. There's a meme on the internet, and it's a woman holding a gun, and it says, greater range than a taser, check, you know, mm-hmm. and greater stopping power than mace, check. The choice is obvious, you know.
Sure, and as far as I'm concerned, when somebody breaks into the house, they have given up any right that they have to life, liberty, and happiness at that point. You know, it certainly depends on the circumstances. I suppose there are circumstances where breaking into a house is
sure.
a legitimate thing to do, but they're rare.
Right. Well, and even so, I mean, I don't want to have to kill somebody.
No, I don't want to have to deal with the problems, and I don't want to have to think about it later.
I can hope that they'll just see my gun and, you know, turn tail and leave.
They're not as
That'd
likely
be optimal.
They're not as likely to run away from a taser or pepper spray, I would think.
Right. But just in case, you know, I'd rather have a gun.
You know, and I don't have anything bad to say about pepper spray. Get them in, if you can get them in the face with pepper spray and, you know, hold them on location until the cops come. It's a good thing. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.